Welcome, everybody. Well, this is our BBS show tonight, and it's Wednesday, October 19, 2016. So let's clear the date for everybody in case you're energetically quartered to the past of this date, going back in time. And here we go, releasing the energy from it. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. And here we go. We have male energy, six males this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And think of an issue that you're dealing with. And just focus on it now so we can release some of the energy from that for you. Bring you peace. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring up our co-host tonight, Anne. Anne, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Ametron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. As Ron said, it's Wednesday, October 19th, and this Friday, starting Friday evening, I believe, and all day Saturday and Sunday, Ron will be at the New Life Expo in New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania. So if you're in the area, you can go and see Ron there, and he's on quite a few workshops giving different talks this year. Isn't that correct, Ron?
I have the Strange Universe panel on Sunday. Saturday, Mark is putting together, for the first time, maybe in a long time, a UFO panel, so I'll be on that, along with my friend Nathan, who we're doing a workshop with, and that'll be on Saturday. And then I have another workshop with Halcyon on Sunday, plus a couple of other lectures there. So lecture Friday and I believe Saturday also. So we'll be booked up and have the monitors up at the light chamber booth so you can have some free clearings by putting on headphones. And also, if you'd like to go into the chamber, you can do that too. So I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, and the New Life Expo has a website, so you can go to that, and they probably have all the schedules posted and everything. So if you're in that area, it's a wonderful opportunity to, of course, meet Ron in person and also go into the light chamber, which is a room Ron constructs at his booth where you can receive source energy for healing. And it's a really wonderful experience. Okay, we have questions in our inbox. If you have any questions you'd like to send in to Ron, the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also click the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page, and I will receive your messages from both of those during the show even, so send those in. Okay, I'm going to read some questions, Ron. I created a second Facebook account with a new name a few years ago with the intention of manifesting a new lifetime using this new name I had thought up. Now I want to clear this old name and do it on all the clearings I have purchased. Can I do this on any clearing I have, including barcodes, or do I need to purchase the clearing again for the other name?
I think you could use it since you bought it as a human. And you're using the same human body as being cleared, you could do that, yes.
Okay. Good. Okay, some healing questions. What does the advanced parallel timeline program for? What is that exactly for? And is it different as the parallel lifetimes removal?
Right now, I could not answer that question. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know.
Well, the advanced parallel timeline crashes are timeline crashes, and the way I would answer that is you can eliminate incidences from your life that are holding you back. Something happened in the past, and you timeline crash it to get you off the timelines that were created. And to me, the parallel lifetimes removal refers to whole lives that you might be living on other planets. the whole existences are in other dimensions, I should say. And then, you know, so they're slightly different.
Yes, but one's internal, one's external then.
Right. Okay. Great.
So the external is parallel lifetimes.
Right, right. And then another listener, let me go right to that, actually, has a question about the parallel lifetime removal. The alien parallel lifetime removal clearing allows us to perform whole life clearings on parallel lives in various time periods and centuries. We can only select a minimum of 10 lifetimes from the drop-down box. Can we follow a strategy similar to timeline crashing? For instance, after your name, put in consecutively clear all parallel lives in this century.
I think I would just use that box over again, the drop-down box, and just know that you're going to do it again, and it would start at number 11 in place of 10.
Okay, so no shortcuts on that one.
No, that one's, you need to get that one the long way, I think, because it's dealing with something that you don't really have your finger on, because you're in the beyondo too much to have something connected to you here.
Okay, got it. And, okay, that one's answered. Ascension. A question about ascension. When you say, Ron, off the planet, what exactly does that entail?
Well, for ascension, when the source energy, which we call the light, gets turned off, then there's no more planets in existence or anything else, any locations, any areas that allow a sphere to be connected to and be active in that lifetime. So everything is turned off, and the darkness leaves because it has nothing to hang on to, nothing to cling to. So the planet energy would no longer be here. So you would be, in a sense, off this planet, unless you haven't had clearings to allow you to be connected to the light. So, saying it a different way, if you're not connected to the light will never find you. It doesn't keep track of anything because it has no history. So, being that, stating that, having no history, it doesn't know where his creations are because they're out there in the territory of light. It doesn't check on anything. And so if you're on a own planet, which most people are on daily, because they're not in the present moment with the light and using the light, then they're in darkness. And when the light gets turned off, you won't know the difference because you're already on a cloned planet anyway. You'll be there for the rest of your eons of time of existence. And the light would not find you at ascension because you're no longer connected to the energy of light. Hope that makes sense to everybody. That's why it's so important to at least have some clearings done so light can recognize you, know that you're here, and do the earth transport clearing. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to find you. It needs to understand and recognize where you are to connect you back to the light again. It takes you back home, we'll say. You don't go on to the light or light ship, but you do get connected to the energy. And you may go into quarantine, possibly. But, you know, if you're not connected to the light at all, maybe you're a person out there who's going to church every week and praying and everything else. Well, that's connecting you to the darkness each time. But you think mentally that, yeah, I want to do the ascension because every Sunday I create a Mother Mary and Jesus and who knows what else. And I belong to, like, the Melchizedek order, and I belong to Star Command or whatever, and all these other energies out there that talk about light. Well, they're all going to take you into darkness because you are connected to them. The light doesn't keep tabs on you. So whatever you're dealing with out there, that is not of light, not in the present moment, out of time, you're not going to have any ascension to the light. You will ascend elsewhere. Probably more like a descending. But then you're trapped, and the light will never find you again. It's not going to go out looking for you. So back to you, but it doesn't even know that you exist. Back to you, Anne.
Okay. We have asked people in the past for recommendations or to write in and tell us what they've heard on shows that they listen to on the archive. So a listener wrote in to say, on April 13th, 2007, they really enjoyed a show that you did where you brought in Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And it says, his twin flame. Pretty amazing. And he also says that in, I believe, the same show, if not it was April 2007 also, you said, one light being lost is one too many, and either the Galactic Federation will come into the light before the shift, or if not, they will be terminated. And that kind of brings us to where we are now, Ron.
Yeah, where we are now, we're, in case you're wondering, a week ago last Monday was the major battle for the darkness to take the Earth. That's basically it. So we're actually, in a sense, in World War III, but it's not dealing with people here on this planet, typically. It's dealing with the battle of the Earth versus alien takeover and going into darkness with the Earth energy here. So that's where we are right now. So we are having battles continuously in the evenings, in daytime. So if you're feeling a little different right now, or maybe you feel like you're a little dysfunctional, it's because the battles are going on. Initially, I thought it would probably take 2 to 3 weeks, maybe. I don't have a clue right now, but it's just as intense as what it was, a week or so ago. So the aliens do want to take over this planet and rule it. And stating that, it does, which means that they don't want to have light on this planet. So, back to you.
Okay, and you also asked for people who are enlisted with the Special Forces to let us know if they are having any knowledge of what's going on. So somebody, this would be from the 15th, they sent this in on the 16th. Last night I felt incredible intensity and had trouble sleeping. I couldn't see the soldiers exactly, but surely felt them. I felt very strange and as if I was in the middle of a huge fight. It felt like my unit was really up against it and fighting for its life, under attack from every direction. Lots of lasers flying and ships. Then in a couple of hours, it kind of calmed down enough, and then I could finally sleep. Many thanks to you, Ron, and to everybody, so you're welcome.
Yeah, that sounds very correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
So it does feel like at times that you're losing the battle, and then all of a sudden it switches over. So it's quite interesting to see. The laser lights. All I can tell you is that if you could see the light here, on a physical plane, just think of having like a strobe light go off. Remember the old flash bulbs and the old cameras, the flash cameras?
Mm-hmm.
And it would go off and you kind of see, like stars, a little bit of rings. You can focus for about a half a minute very well. I'll make that about 100,000 times that. And that's how strong the light is. So it just take out stuff instantly. But there's a lot of aliens who want to take hold of this planet. And, they do have high technologies also. And, the light will, overcome this eventually. But, they're making their strategic plans and strikes how to do things. And the light just strictly is there, and it just and the soldiers and whatever comes at them, they deal with it. So there's not too much on a strategy standpoint of how to fight the darkness. It's just let it come in, and we'll take care of it. That's the way it works. And the light only works in the now, so you're not going to have too much, planning and strategies. going on. So, yeah, it is rough. I can say that. And it's just the way it is. But, yeah, the darkness is trying to take the planet over to terminate the light here. That's what it's doing. So that's what it's trying to do anyway. And the light and the forces of the traveling, time-traveling soldiers are defending the planet. There's very few, if any, aliens out there along with these soldiers fighting. I'm not saying that there's none, but you know there are a couple of factions possibly. But I'm not going to give any names or anything else because the human mind will take it somewhere else with the mind program with the aliens, and you know that's it. But yeah, there's tons of battles going on at one time and on different timelines. Remember, if you get rid of the timelines, then you know you're really screwed because then you sneak in any time and copy and paste it. So right now it's basically timeline crashing and going out on timelines, eliminating these things. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, and you know, you're reminding me too that I've heard a few stories from different sources over the last week or so that a lot of these New Age teachers and healers, or you know, whatever, are kind of losing their power, and they're kind of falling apart because their aliens that are controlling them are probably gone or dead, or you know, for whatever reason, they're not supported from outside anymore. Have you heard that?
I have not, but I can see that happening. So yeah, hopefully that's going to be happening even more and more when they start losing their power, their identity of who they think they are, what they think they're using, and it might help the practitioner a lot by had them disconnected from the darkness that they thought was light. But still, just think how much harm these practitioners have harmed everybody who go to them. So back to you.
Right. So we have another testimonial here, Ron. It refers to the cultural enslavement clearing. This person was on the call for the cultural heritage disconnection you did, and then they're going through healing themselves further on the cultural enslavement online healing. So they were clearing war, and they said, I felt very powerful energies moving through my body, and for some moments was with maybe my grandfather, who was in World War I. I could see and feel the bullets flying, the trenches, gas floating about. It was very intense. Later, it was like I saw and felt my mother in Jersey and the Channel Islands, which was the only part of Britain under German occupation, feeling the fear and oppression she must have felt. And finally, with my father in London, dogfights between Luftwaffe and RAF over his head, the Battle of Britain, and later V2s dropping close by.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I just wanted to ask you, Ron, if you would let people know, like this particular listener, for instance, it's interesting to me that he feels he's seeing relatives that were also involved in war because he's enlisted. So he probably is seeing his father and grandfather, right, in the special forces. Can you explain that to people again in case they're unaware of that?
Yeah, well, whoever your relatives are or whenever they lived, if they are enlisted, at their current age that they were living, we'll say that their age of 18, 20, something like that, then they would be frozen in time, or the time has stopped for them, wherever they were. You know, maybe it's in, just say it's 1900, so there's some kind of war going on in 1900. And so that time frame would be frozen. They would still be there, but they're now, in a sense, beamed to a different location, transported to a different location in the future, and maybe they're 200 to 300 years beyond that, getting trained how to fight aliens, and now they're in active duty fighting aliens. But where they were,
say, in the 1900s, they're frozen. Their timeline got frozen, so they're still doing what they're doing. They're living, and at that point, like if they're having a cup of coffee and it's halfway up to their mouth, it's frozen there until they come back to have that experience. But now they're being used through time traveling to fight aliens. But yeah, you could have these people that you know with you, and you could have even requested that to see your parents, grandparents, et cetera, relatives. So you could be in that unit with your family members and actually seeing them at that current age, maybe an age lesser than what you are. So that's sort of what's happening right now with all the enlisted people. You are with typical family members because you're requesting that. And you're also with maybe people of a certain ethnic race, we'll say, if that's possible to say that. You know, like this person was probably in England, so he has the English blood, we'll say, and so he's with people from that area. Maybe other people are like maybe from Russia or Japan, Iceland, you know, Canada, you know, Germany, Poland. So you're with those groups that you chose to be with because you resonate more with those people. And everybody knows that in society today, because when you're around people of like kind, maybe same skin color, you sort of have a different resonance to the other people. So you can communicate maybe easier through mental telepathy too. But anyway, that's what happens. So you're with your own group that you chose to be with, and you're battling the aliens. And that's it. So the whole thing is, you know, what name are these aliens? Well, it's anyone that chooses to come in to try to take over the planet. There's already ones here doing that, and they're trying to get extricated. And they probably, you know, call the strike sign here, or somebody else watching has done that. You know, I don't know the whole thing. All I know is that we're battling aliens who are trying to take over the planet. The name of the aliens doesn't mean anything. If they cross that line to come in here, they're now enemies. And at that point, they're being taken out because they shouldn't come in here. So that's the whole scenario. How many are there? It could be thousands of races. You know, I don't know. You know, people say, are there any good aliens? Well, I don't know. You know, I only fight bad ones. I'm sure there are some good ones. And I don't know if I would even want them here to battle the other ones, because we have light technology, and you know, we could maybe use your help a little bit, but basically, I'd rather have them just, you know, be out there as scouts, seeing who's coming in. Because we're not going to lose this battle. This is the seventh time of this happening, or similar. And if we lose this, the Earth is no longer going to be a creation of light. So, you know, right now it's in jurisdiction of the light, and it will not be in jurisdiction of the darkness. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Well, you know, through all that is happening, I still have a sense of positivity about it, as you do, that, you know, the light will prevail and win this one. So another person who's enlisted wrote in, yesterday I had to lay down. I'm retired, so I can. But I was wondering if I was someplace cold fighting. My body was freezing for about 3 hours. Then I asked the soldiers for warmer clothes.
Yeah, we are in Antarctica battling there. Well, as far as something on this planet, very possibly.
Okay.
Well, that's sort of it. It's kind of where the Nazis were and where they went to, and underground tunnels and stuff. So if you have any history of where the Nazis went to after World War II, we'll say, we're dealing with that energy also. So back to you.
Great. A listener wrote in to ask, Ron, is the Earth in alignment?
A little bit. I'll move it here. I'll have to count to 10. So here we go. Let's take about 3 degrees off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, boy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That's fine.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, listener. So a listener wrote in to agree with what I said earlier, and they say the angel channelers are fizzling out. They have nothing to say.
Yeah, they probably are losing their mind control projection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, typically a channeler, you know, y'all know how channelers work. Typically they sit down and they shake your body and get your spirit out typically and allow something to come in to their consciousness. And then from there, it's like a program. Somebody's probably talking at the other end with a microphone, and the person now is regurgitating what they hear them saying. So, yeah, these energies could be leaving the planet now as these different agencies are no longer in effect because they were hooked up to alien stuff. And we just realize that down here on this planet, we have alien representatives in humans, okay? And these aliens, inhumans from the darkness, are controlling the planet here. And so they could have agencies hooked up here who are doing this, who brought forth a New Age movement, maybe the 60s, 70s, we'll say. And I guess that the New Thought movement, that's probably a better way of putting it, that started way back when with Ernest Holmes and the ones from the other New Age churches, Unity Church, etc. Those are all probably around the 1900s. And so these energies, were being controlled back then to probably clear the way for what they were doing, you know, with the 60s and 70s, bringing forth the New Age movement here. So that's what is happening. Remember, the aliens can time travel, so they can look at what happened or what they need to change. If they're tuning into one of their transmissions in, say, 1975, they go, oh, we better make it a little bit stronger, so we'll have somebody else come in. And we'll just all of a sudden manifest, some archangel from the past. We'll just say Metatron, for instance. And we'll bring in Metatron to channel through a bunch of groups of people to move the people sideways in the channeling and to abduct them so they can all now think a certain way. And so, you know, also, you know, they use angel energies. And that's what's going on. So these agencies and the aliens that are controlling them are probably losing their power, their transmissions from the beyond, because we're taking those out also. So the whole thing is to get rid of darkness here. So I don't like to give names or anything, but, if you're halfway awake, you know, it's very obvious to see what's happened to humanity. So anyway, back to you.
Ron, I wonder if you're going to notice things being a little different at the expo, because a lot of New Age healers and channelers and psychics and that sort of thing usually go to those expos, if I'm correct. I've never been to the one in New York, but if it's like the ones in California, I wonder if you're going to notice any change.
I imagine so, yeah. We'll see.
Okay. So we've been talking about clones quite a bit lately, and somebody wrote in another funny one, and almost exactly this has happened to me as well. I was traveling, and I asked a waitress in a restaurant who had told me she worked there for years where the downtown area was in that town. She was puzzled and couldn't give me an answer. She went back to ask the chef where the downtown was there. Guess I asked a question that was outside of her programming.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Yes,
Okay, and another question, a healing one. How do I clear the blockages in my DNA to access my heart chakra? I seem to keep being stuck in the first three chakras, dealing with pain, self-pity, and other negative vibrations. Thank you.
Well, the heart chakra might kind of be elusive, because it's not going to have a sensation to it. So as you're doing the mind-to-heart drop more, you are in that chakra. So I wouldn't really be too concerned about trying to be in there, just do the mind-to-heart. And the mind-to-heart drop will bring you there automatically. But you probably won't feel anything because it's only peace energy. So the other chakras will be cause and effect.
Back to you.
And you've explained before, Ron, that the chakras are an alien construct, right? They kind of connect to us through the chakras, so we don't really need to we want to clear them out, but, you know, they're not so great.
Yeah, that's correct. So it is their invention, but, you know, we're still using it. So by cleaning out the chakras, you're able to have more peace, and you're doing that by doing your energetic clearings. With the whole lifetime clearings.
Okay, great. Okay, a listener sent in a picture of a cloud, and they say, after the Mars termination and alien invasion battles, Ron said he saw a pink sky. Here is a photo, unrelated, that I spotted on the internet taken of a pink pig flying in pink clouds over Florida. So the link is here. If you haven't seen it, you can look it up. I guess it was last weekend. And it really does look like a pig. At first I thought it from a distance, before I looked closely at it, it looks like a dolphin almost. But then when you look at the picture more closely, it really does look like a pig. So pigs can fly. So do you think that was some kind of a positive energy, Ron? The cloud shaped
Yeah, I would say so. If you see any animal clouds, dragons and things, more than likely, those are fighting the aliens. So, I see that a lot. I see dogs up there, cats at times. they kind of look like rats, sort of, with the pointed ears and possums and different things. Yeah, they're up there fighting. So, very good.
Great. Okay, Ron, a listener wrote in, do you still recommend that we keep our crown chakra closed down and disconnected?
Always. Always.
Great. Could you do that for us now as a sample?
Yeah, here we go. So, setting it down, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There you go. Should be closed down for you. So it is closed down. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Oh, someone else wrote in, Ron, about... you wrote, enlisted. You mentioned last week that you woke up sweating. I had the same experience. I woke up in the middle of the night and my hair and neck was sweating, though it was placed on cotton. I thought it was weird because my room wasn't warm and the rest of my body was okay. So that was probably battle related.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I actually went through, I didn't sleep very well. Maybe 15 minutes up and on, until maybe like 6 o'clock in the morning I went to sleep, I think. But I'd wake up with a new shirt on, just wet with sweat. And I'd take that off and put on another one, and it happened 3 times. So wherever we were, it was pretty intense.
Okay. I'm going to skip. That's kind of a complicated question for tonight. Can you please explain why it might be bad to love the darkness?
Well, you're opening the door to duality when you use the word love. So that's about all that I can say on that. You want to know that the darkness exists, but you don't want to connect to it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think it's evident what is darkness and what isn't. And if you're not sure, I think it's so great that people do take our advice and keep listening to all the archives, because you've explained everything so beautifully so many times. And, you know, sometimes the best questions are one you answer again, because you add to it and we get even more richness and detail. And so there's much to be learned if you're unsure of something like that. Okay, so we have, I'll move on. We have a listener. You kind of already covered this, but I'd like to just bring this up again. They're hearing a voice that's claiming to be Jesus Christ, trying to give them information. It sounds completely okay. Could it be a being of light, or how can I be sure that it's not the Galactic Federation, and is it okay to listen to guidance like this?
Guidance will not really come to you at all. You know, you're going to be with your spirit connected, and the guidance will be automatic to you. You're really not going to hear any voices. So what's happening is you're being channeled too from something, and they just have your number, and they're just playing with you. So that's all that I can say. Remember, okay. The darkness can't give great information. It traps humanity here with all the spiritual teachings and religions. So that's what the darkness does. It puts you into the stasis of being trapped here. And then it doesn't give you any free will, free choice. So you're getting, your free will is being taken over by something talking to you in your head. So that's against light energy. Light never does that. So automatically, you know, once you have that coming to you, that it's not of the light, it has to be of the darkness. Because the light will never connect with you or talk to you or do anything to you. Like I said earlier on the program, it created you and that's it. They birth you and let you go on your way, but then keep tabs on you. So back to you.
Okay. Right. Good, Ron. I felt like we kind of already did cover that, but it's good so that person can, really hear it and understand. Okay, someone wrote in, love spelled backwards is E-V-O-L, evil. It's a good word to clear on the natal barcode removal. Love and hate are also, and also on the alien keyword intercept.
Right.
I always put the alien keyword intercept up right next to every single thing I natal barcode clear. I just run them at the same time, for the same amount of time, too. Okay, something just came in. What clearing do you recommend using to clear dark angels or wizards, such as Metatron, Uriel, Gabriel, and Merlin? I haven't worked with them for years, but I want to clear any residual energy or effect from this dark energy. The time spent working with them left a physical injury.
Okay, well, since you have their names, that's Dark Knight Practitioner. I would do that clearing for the name of that, for those beings. Well, that can help. Also, put in the practitioner that, you know, told you about these beings to bring to you, you know.
Yes, that's really interesting, Ron. I don't think I've ever used that clearing exactly that way before. So if you were channeling, say, Archangel Michael, and you now know from now being connected to source energy that that was light of the darkness, you could actually put in Archangel Michael in the Dark Arts Practitioner clearing.
Yes, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know if I ever realized that before. I'm happy to know that. Okay, somebody wants confirmation that the timeline crash, the Advanced Parallel Life Program, which we were working on before, is unlimited. And yes, it is. It's $150, and it's unlimited. Apparently, someone or a couple of people, I did not, when they bought it, it says for one-time use only or something, or single use. So, yes, you can ignore that if you paid the $150. It's an unlimited timeline crash. And it's a great one. Okay, Ron, well, we're, let's see, is there any kind of clearing or healing that maybe we could do?
Yeah, what I'll do is when I was flying, going over Wyoming and Omaha, you know, Nebraska, that area, there's a lot of battles going on when I was in the plane. So I got to my destination, I took a shower, and I felt all this alien body parts, I'll just make it that, stuck on my body, you know, arms and legs and hands and crap, you know, and, you know, blood and gut stuff. So when I took a shower, it just felt wonderful. It actually stopped leaving me. So you could be out there battling and bringing back some of that stuff here because you didn't shower, you know, in the Beyondo. So let us do a clearing for that in case you happen to have some debris around you. Remember, the time-traveling soldiers are on our timeline. So even though you can't see them, they're here. And it's very possibly, you know, maybe they're having a battle in your kitchen. And all of a sudden you got a bunch of alien dead body parts all over the place. If they weren't completely zapped and dematerialized, and now you're walking through it, getting slimed by these critters. So let's do a clearing here for alien carcasses, dead body parts, etc. That's attached to you, or that you know got hooked up to unknowingly. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to release this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So your whole space should feel much, much better right now. We'll see if we can make comments from people. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, I felt like something released, Ron. Thank you very much. That was pretty amazing. So you did explain recently that I think on the last show, that the soldiers are like more connected to us in a way because they're on our timeline, in our dimension, right, even though we can't see them. So if you're listening to your shows and doing healings, but you're not enlisted, or for anybody for that matter, but you're human, and, you know, how is this affecting you?
Well, you're certainly going to be affected by the energies. As far as, you know, having or sensing situations going on, yeah, if you have any intuition, you're going to realize that there's battles going on around you, but you won't be participating in them. So just know that, you know, this is a real thing happening. Remember, this is the Earth's last stand for the aliens. This is it. We're at ground zero right now, and we're battling for the Earth, getting rid of aliens. So that's the whole thing. If the time-traveling soldiers weren't battling the aliens, this planet would no longer exist in light. So back to you.
Yeah, I wish they would just listen and get out. You know, just end this. So I know that people who are enlisted will sometimes, if they're maybe in an awkward or uncomfortable place, they'll ask for the presence of one of their soldier friends to be with them. So a listener wrote in, I believe a soldier helped my friend's wheelchair from tipping over onto the street when it dropped over the curb.
It feels like it to me, yes. I'd say that is correct.
Well, that's amazing. And so I guess that when this person, you know, when they went on their walk, you know, requested the company accompaniment of a soldier for protection, and it was really really worked. That's great. So last week you mentioned that the political debate that happened was somewhat of a trigger to some battles. And did you know there's another political debate tonight on television?
Yeah, I heard of it. You know, I don't watch that stuff, but I have heard of it, yeah.
I me either, but that's good to know, and I don't know if we'll notice any effects from it again or not. I know Saturday Night Live really skewered the last one. It was very funny. It was so funny how they did it. I almost wanted to actually watch the debate, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, they dress up like the people and, you know, use their voice and everything. Okay, let me go on here. I'm wishing that we could have an ego clearing soon. Is it possible to just clear ego on this special clearing? I have tried that, but I feel it's not the same as an ego whole life clearing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you mentioned one
yeah.
you might develop for us.
It wouldn't be the same. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same, so I'll have to see what I can do on that.
Well, if you could break down what your ego is, right, what its parts are, you could probably clear it on the emotional a little bit, couldn't you, and the mental maybe?
Yeah, I'd say maybe more of the mental.
Okay. So is the ego a body, Ron, like just like the emotional body and the mental body?
Not exactly, but it's similar. It's some type of energetic body that uses an interface. I haven't really looked at it that much, but it's not a whole lifetime type body that's clearing. It would be one that would be interfacing the different whole lifetime clearings to you. Well, that's about how I could probably present that.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I was just thinking if you know, if you're aware you need that, but if you could kind of break it into parts. Okay, so somebody has a question, Ron. With the new timeline crash, the unlimited one, we are opening several pages to run it with the different headings. And this person says they're trying to do it all on one page at the same time, consecutively timeline crash, all timelines, all parts, remove all different timelines available on the following timeline. Does this work, or can you permit them to do it that way?
I think it's taken on too much.
Okay. Well, and also, if you can, I think is how Ron explained it. If you can open five or six windows at the same time and run them, that's good, but you can also do it consecutively if you have a situation where you can't have a lot of windows open. So I think that's the answer, and probably better than trying to put too much. There's already so much in each on each of those pages that it's already clearing that I can see why you say, Ron, that's a little too much to try to do.
I think you're getting too. Yeah, the person's getting too mental with it. And what about your body? How's your body going to respond to this? And all this energy being brought back to it, to realize that your body actually has problems with this here. Your mind don't do anything that it wants to do. It may tell you to do 500 of these at once. You know, that's why we try to limit it to what we talk about here, as far as keeping it very simple for people. Remember, you're listening to your mind, and your mind is taking you on a trip that's going to probably harm your body. Don't do it.
Right. Oh, okay. Let me go back here. Okay, this is an interesting question. This is older, and I kind of overlooked it by mistake. What is the difference between consciousness and spirit? Are they the same thing?
Uh, I think consciousness is the collaboration of everything that you learned so far. We're spirits in the present moment. So spirit would have no consciousness. It just is. And the other would be sort of what you have learned for manifestations and how you look at life here and how you view you as a conscious being, okay? And what works doesn't work for you. So that's kind of what I see as consciousness. You know, awareness of how to live here. Nothing to really do too much with your spirit because your spirit's the present moment. Your spirit goes along for the ride. So when you increase your consciousness, just increasing your awareness of living here. It's not going to affect you anywhere else. You know, so you know, you want to just be in the present moment and the now. That's the whole thing. Those words are very tricky sometimes. And they want you to think that you need to have more input or more stuff in your dark side, backpack, your bug out bag. Say you got to have more of your stuff in your bug out bag to take with you to your next incarnation, and that's part of your consciousness and everything else. No, the life doesn't work that way. They use the words to trick you. And the words would sound great that you got to achieve for something more and more when really you want to, you know, actually evolve. You want to evolve yourself out of who you are now. You want to go back to the beginning. This is what the clearings help you do to get back to the actual essence of you, where you have more spirit energy. So you want to actually get rid of the mind energy and everything that goes with it. So the New Age teachings want you to, you know, to maybe lose your spirit and to get more consciousness so you can leave here. Well, you don't really, you know, want to do that. Or, you know, they want you to go onto light chambers in the center of the earth someplace. You know, that's what they are teaching, you know, now basically in the last year, we'll say, all these, you know, situations of trying to leave the planet for ascension. And you need to get into some kind of capsule or something, you know. And they will, you know, probably have that created for people who want to do that. But it's not going to get you to leave into life. Life doesn't have any type of apparatus like this, you know, at the very end to save you. So, back to you.
Okay. I feel that I have been able to stay even more heart-centered, Ron, since on a recent show you shared that we shouldn't even have a memory, that if you're in the now and in the light, you don't have a memory, like we don't even need our memory. And I think it's just made it somehow easier for me to catch myself being in my mind and not being heart-centered. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you want to be in the moment.
Right.
And the memories hold you here. That's when the memories put you on the timelines and, you know, everything gets started over again. That's why everybody listening is trying to get out of here, because you want to get out because you're tired of the old the ways of living here. You're tired of the darkness. And the only way to get out of the darkness is to be in the present moment, to be with your spirit. Teachings are very, very, very simple. Finally catch on to me, go, yeah, well, what's being taught out there? So much hogwash and so much stuff to do and all these achievements and everything else. And, you know, that just puts you further down the rat hole. And, you know, you start losing that simplicity of like doing the mind to heart drop, 15, 20 seconds in the present moment, and you're with your spirit. That's where you need to be. And you need to clean out your energetic body. Your physical body to do the ascension. Back to you.
Okay. So somebody wrote in, we had some thunderstorms come in last weekend. They were very different. The lightning was yellow once and red once. The thunder sounded different also. And that's from someone in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're probably seeing the ships being destroyed. And the residue is making the colors.
You know, I feel like I say this every show, but again, I had two different days of just the gray skies clearing, completely working within like 5 minutes. It's amazing. It's almost like, yeah. I mean, if you see weird clouds or it's anything dark or the white sky, it's not a blue sky, but it's white, Ron has explained, that's not good either. Or any flat bottom clouds, just put on that gray skies clearing.
Yep.
Okay, someone wrote in, thanks, Ron, for the house clearing tonight. That was so cool. I was yawning and jerking during the clearing. So I believe they're referring to when you sort of removed the parts off of us. I took that to mean more our bodies, but did you clear our areas out as well?
Yeah, we can do that again for your area, so here we go.
Okay, great.
I'll count to 100 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's getting rid of alien carcasses and waste products and whatever they have there, scales, skin, bones, whatever, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So your group where you are, in your house, or the space that you are, maybe your house itself is out there from these alien body parts. So back to you.
Okay. I'm going to read another email. My understanding from listening to the shows is that having dreams is not a good thing. It signals that I have been abducted onto a timeline that is not in the now. I've also noticed that the more clearings I run, the fewer and fewer dreams I have. I run numerous clearings at night, including auric protection and timeline crash for my spirit leaving my body while I sleep, in addition to verbally commanding my spirit to stay in my body and in my heart while I sleep. A recent night, I had a dream that did not feel troublesome. It felt peaceful. I was actually meeting with Ron and the CLS crew at an expo type of place, and I awoke from this feeling calm and happy. Was this a different type of dream experience in which I was not being abducted, or is any dreamlike experience I have while sleeping an abduction process, even if it seems peaceful?
I would say that it would probably still be an abduction. You know, that's what it looks like to me. Very interesting. But it does feel peaceful. So, you know, I doubt very much if everybody that you saw in the dream was actually walking on timelines, meeting at a certain location. You know, I doubt that occurred that way. So, I'll just have to say that dreams are typically abduction material for the aliens. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's an interesting one, something you've covered, I believe, but it's still good to talk about. To know if compassion is another alien mind control, and if so, what clearing can we do to clear it? Thank you.
Yeah, it would be, yes. I don't think I have a compassion clearing on the website, so I just don't know on that one.
Yeah, Ron, we are going to have to go. I didn't realize we'd gotten so close to the end. So if we could just do the mind to heart drop, and I'll say good night.
Okay, mind to heart drop, everybody. So follow me. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart. Count 10 and 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners. Bye, all.